All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the newest edition of the Peyton Doyle Show. You already know what it is. I'm Peyton Doyle, host of the Peyton Doyle Show. Hope you all are having a fantastic day today. And today, I've got a great show lined up for you guys. I'll talk about the Browns and that Monday night football game against the Ravens, but the new biggest problem for the Cleveland Browns is no longer Baker Mayfield. I'll talk about who is the new leader in the MVP conversation. Is John Gruden to blame for the struggles in Las Vegas? But first, I was watching college football yesterday, and I was making an observation. The gap between Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields is as wide as the Grand Canyon. It's not even close. Trevor Lawrence is 100% worth tanking for. He's worth going 0-16 for. No question, no doubt about it. He might be better than Andrew Luck. And that is a lot coming from me. I was one of Luck's biggest supporters. To me, Trevor Lawrence is Andrew Luck with a better arm. Trevor Lawrence, yesterday, was playing against the number two ranked team in the nation in Notre Dame, who also has one of the best defenses in the entire country. He made it look easy. He made it look like beating Notre Dame and that defense was a cakewalk, was a walk in the park, just an every Saturday thing for him. He completed over 69% of his passes for 322 yards, 90 yards on the ground, two passing touchdowns, and only one interception. Oh yeah, and a rushing touchdown as well. His passer rating, 157.4. Now, let's see how Fields did against a solid Northwestern defense. Justin Fields completed 44% of his passes for 114 yards, two interceptions, and only 35 yards on the ground, no touchdowns. Justin Fields reminds me a lot of Jalen Hurts while he was in Oklahoma. Athletic, makes cool plays, not a first-round quarterback in the NFL. The gap between 1 and 2 this year is drastic, extremely drastic. We'll have to see what transpires for the rest of the season and in the combine and pro day. We know that. But I do not think that Justin Fields should be the second overall pick in this year's draft. If Jalen Hurts wasn't drafted in the first round, and neither should Justin Fields, because they are extremely similar players. They both make exciting plays from time to time, but Trevor Lawrence was ready to start in the NFL since he was a true freshman. When he was a true freshman at Clemson, he was ready to start in the NFL that day. After he won the national championship, he was ready to start in the NFL. He makes pro reads. He calls plays at the line of scrimmage. He's big. He's got a big arm. He's accurate. He goes through progressions. Quick release. He can run. He can throw on the run. He makes everything look easy. I've never seen him flustered. Trevor Lawrence is worth the hype 100%. And it looks like the New York Jets are going to get him. New York, you might finally have a star at quarterback if he wants to play for you guys. You know who else is worth the hype? Justin Herbert. He's incredible, isn't he? He is. He really is. I feel like he has to be Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I'm not trying to take away from Justin Jefferson because he is incredible as well. But much like I said about Trevor Lawrence, the game just looks easy for him. It looks easy for Herbert. Ever since Herbert got the start against the Chiefs, you could tell he's got it. Big arm, confident, athletic. He can throw on the run. It's easy for him. He looks comfortable. We saw it a little bit from Burrow before he got hurt, but we haven't seen that from Tua. I know Tua says that the NFL has been easy for him. Transitioning to the NFL was easy. That's what he said, right? A lot easier than expected, but it hasn't been easy for him. Herbert already looks like he knows what he is doing. It looks like he knows he's in control. He looks like he has command over that offense. I think he's the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and the Chargers look like they're set at quarterback for years to come. Now, on the other side of that Thursday night football game was John Gruden and the 7-7 Raiders. This was a must win for them, and they came up short. The Raiders started off the season 6-3 and looked poised to make a playoff run this season. Now in the past five games, they are 1-4, and it looks like this is another year where the Raiders fell off during the second half of the season. If we can recall, they were in the playoffs midway through last year as well and ended up missing the playoffs. So the question needs to be asked. Is John Gruden to blame for the Raiders' midseason collapse? The answer for me is no. And here's why. The Raiders brought John Gruden in on a 10-year contract, a whole decade of John Gruden that they're planning for. The goal for the Raiders was not to win now. It was for Gruden to clean house, get the guy that he wants, and plan for the future. That's what he's begun to do. He's not done yet. These players need to develop in order to see if Gruden's plan will work or not. That's why he's on a 10-year contract. You don't bring a guy in on a 10-year deal and expect him to win a Super Bowl in 3 years. That's not what you're expecting. Now, the road for Gruden to get the Raiders to be successful is not going to be easy, mainly because they're in the AFC, particularly the AFC West. He has to play against Patrick Mahomes twice a year. That's tough. And now Justin Herbert, who looks like an up-and-coming star twice a year as well. That's not good. And the Broncos, who they aren't looking good this year, but they have a lot of injuries. They're a young team. If Drew Locke develops, they might have to be playing a tough Broncos team twice a year. Now, I'm going to say this, though. If the Raiders are disappointments again next year, then it's time for the Raiders to start worrying about John Gruden. But as of right now, John Gruden's job, it should be safe. You bring a guy in for a decade, you're going to give him at least 4 or 5 years to get his young guys, right? Get them developed, and then see if you can make a Super Bowl run. All right, now that I'm done talking about Thursday night football, it's time to talk about Monday night football. What a game. What a great game that was. I have to say, I am impressed with Baker. I really am. I'm proud of Baker Mayfield. He stepped up so many times in that game when the Browns needed him the most. Baker came through, especially on that 2-minute drill where he threw a touchdown to Kareem Hunt to tie up the game. And he was impeccable on that drive. I don't think he missed a single throw. He was tremendous on that drive in obvious passing situations. So the defense had to prepare for passes from Baker Mayfield. Nick Chubb wasn't a threat on that drive. Kareem Hunt was only a threat in the passing game on that drive. So they knew Baker had to throw the ball. And he still delivered on that drive. That's what I said I wanted to see from him. And it's exactly what I saw. Now, that being said, the problem with the Browns now is their defense. Their linebackers and their secondary are awful, one of the worst in the league. That is the new problem with the Browns. I said that the biggest question mark for the Browns was Baker Mayfield. Well, now it's that defense, especially that secondary. They gave up 1.5 points to Dallas. They gave up 38 to the Ravens in week one, 38 to the Steelers. And now they gave up over 40 to the Ravens just now. That defense is not looking good. And statistics only look good because they're playing guys like Blaine Gabbert. And not Blaine Gabbert. Mike Glennon. My bad. Not Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert is currently, I believe, the backup quarterback in Tampa. Yeah. Not Blaine Gabbert. I don't know why he was on my mind. They are playing guys like Mike Glennon in Jacksonville. So obviously their defensive statistics are going to be up to par, at least in middle of the pack, with the rest of the league. They are playing a fairly easy schedule. But when they play good teams with good offenses, they tend to get destroyed on the defensive side of the ball. And that's not good because your team is built on a run-based, play-action-heavy offense where you're supposed to control the time of possession, play good defense when your defense is on the field. You're not built to win in shootouts. That's what scares me about the Browns now. It's not Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, hey, he has performed. I was very, very critical of Baker Mayfield throughout this entire season, and he has performed in the two biggest games that I said he must perform well in against the Titans and against the Baltimore Ravens. He has performed well. That defense has not, and I need to see it from them before I'm in on the Browns. The Browns will be facing the Giants tonight on Sunday Night Football. That's back-to-back primetime games for the Browns. Something that I don't know if I've ever seen. A little irony, a little bit of a side story. Unfortunately, the offensive coordinator for the Giants, Jason Garrett, has tested positive for COVID-19. And so the offensive play caller for the Giants tonight will be their tight ends coach, who is Freddie Kitchens, who actually was the head coach of the Browns last year, as many of you may know, and got fired after one season. That was just awful. Freddie Kitchens was not a good head coach. So it'll be a big game for him, I'm sure, going against his former team. But I expect the Browns to win this one by a lot. Baker Mayfield's going to keep rolling, and Colt McCoy starting at quarterback. So I don't see how they're going to win that game. If the Browns lose that game, oh my goodness. Man, you're going to hear me sound off on them again next week. Oh my gosh. But anyways, the MVP race is heating up in the final stretches of the season. Currently, Patrick Mahomes is the favorite to win it, with Aaron Rodgers being right behind him. But the man in third might have a case for MVP. Josh Allen. I told you guys he was going to be a star. I said it preseason. I said it back in 2017 when he was a rookie, when he was coming out of Wyoming. I said he was going to be a star. And now, Josh Allen is a star. And he played yesterday on Saturday night. And this is what he did. He completed 70% of his passes for 359 yards through the air and 4 total touchdowns, 2 through the air, 2 on the ground, no turnovers. The Bills also clinched the AFC East title for the first time since 1995 when Jim Kelly was the quarterback. Josh Allen has put life back in the Bills. Real, legitimate hope. He's beaten the Steelers. He's beaten the Seahawks. He's been winning huge games down the stretch. Maybe, just maybe, he can get a look for some MVP votes. But seriously, aside from MVP voting, I actually think that Aaron Rodgers is going to win the MVP this year as of right now. 40 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. Aaron Rodgers is doing Aaron Rodgers things, and he's looking great. But I would expect Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen to get some votes as well. But aside from MVP, the Bills as a team, more than just Josh Allen. They are more than just Josh Allen. The Bills are the real deal. They have a good defense. They have one of the best quarterbacks now in the NFL. They're winning big games. They're playing in cold weather. They're winning a lot of big games by wide margins, too. Very comfortably, they're winning big games against good teams. And that's promising going into the playoffs when, obviously, in the playoffs, you're going to have to play against some good teams. They also have one of the best wide receivers in the league, Stephon Diggs, who currently leads the league in receiving yards and receptions this year, who I said was going to be a great pickup for them when they traded for him. It's going to help Josh Allen a lot. And we saw that against Pittsburgh, where Josh Allen was playing a tough defense, but you had a guy that could get separation and you could rely on him. And Stephon Diggs had a huge game because he's able to get open on any defense. It doesn't matter who they're playing. Stephon Diggs is going to be able to get open and find separation, and Josh Allen is going to be able to find him. And then on top of all of that, Cole Beasley, who's having a career year. He's having a tremendous season as well, over 1,000 yards receiving. They're looking great. If there was one team that could beat the Chiefs, it's the Bills. If you're looking at one team in the NFL that can beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, it's the Bills. So Bills Mafia, be prepared, because you guys have a new superstar at quarterback and you look like a for real serious team for the first time in a few decades. So that's it. Thank you all so much for watching and or listening. Please make sure to like, follow, or subscribe wherever you may be listening. And also, please make sure to follow the show on social media at Peyton Doyle Show. That is at Peyton Doyle Show. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook. Once again, thank you all so much for listening, and please make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you.